This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, the importance of spay and neuter, Pet Obesity Month, Animals from Crisis to Care, and Authors Helping Our Veterans. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Email us at doggydivashow@aol.com. That's doggydivashow@aol.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Put on a perfectly possum pet party. Having an awesome birthday or adoption day celebration for your four-legged friend? Or just want a fun excuse to throw a fun party with your friends from the dog park? Deck out your party with Molly and Bandit Pet Party Accessories. Party products designed specifically for pets. There are wearables, including adjustable pet party hats, bow ties, and tutus. The photo prop kits include funny glasses and hats. The party supplies and decorations include coordinating table covers, party banners, cake decorations, and treat bowls, cups, and bags. Everything you need to create great memories and Instagram-worthy photos. They're available in two colorful themes, Tropical and Fireman. It's a dog's life. Celebrate it with Molly and Bandit Pet Party at mollyandbanditpetparty.com/petlife.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show, and I am here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, we're about to talk about something very near and dear to my heart. As a matter of fact, for the past 15 years at the closing of my show, I always say, and don't forget, to spay and neuter. So this is very important, and I thank you for talking to us about it today.
Yeah, spaying and neutering, I always like to remind everybody that it's not just about sterilization for the pet. It's not just about making them not, you know, being able to produce, which is huge. I mean, we have so much pet, you know, overpopulation, especially in, you know, different states, that so many pets are looking for home, and that is so vitally important. But the thing that people sometimes forget, which I like to remind them of, is the health benefits as well. If you have a pet that is not spayed or neutered, that leaves them open to so many different health issues that can be fatal and detrimental to your pet. So I always remind people, you know, about those. For example, our female pets. If you can spay or neuter a pet by before they're a year of age, studies show that you can cut back the chances of having mammary tumors and testicular tumors by almost 100%. That's making sure your pet is spayed or neutered before they're under a year of age. If they're under 2 years of age, you can almost cut that back by 50%. After that, it's null and void that the chances are there. Another thing is pyometra. Pyometra is an infected uterus. It is an extremely bad surgery. Pyometra can cause an animal to be very, very sick. Lethargy, really, really bad. They can show signs of drinking a lot, peeing a lot, not eating, just overall being ill. But what happens is when they're not being actively bred, and the organ just kind of sits there, you can get into false pregnancies. You can get into many other issues, and that pyometra is such a bad infection that oftentimes by the time the owner picks up that there's an issue and gets them in, it can oftentimes be a fatal thing. It's an immediate, you have to go to surgery right now. You have to get that infection out of there. You have to remove the uterus. And it is a very, very difficult surgery for those pets. So it's just something that I like to remind people of on a regular basis. Same things, you know, for our male dogs. Testicular tumors can cause a lot of issues for our male pets. When they're not neutered, that, you know, becomes a very, very high occurrence. You can also have issues to where if a male dog has a retained testicle, to where both testicles have not dropped, if you do not go in and surgically remove that testicle can form tumors as well. So definitely remember that, you know, sterilization for production issues is so vital in our area because of overpopulation. But you're not just doing the community a service. You're doing your pet a service because you really are taking the chances of them having major issues later in life if you spay them and or neuter them at an early age.
Well, thank you very much. It's something that's very important. People need to be aware of. It's very important to do it, obviously, to control the population so that we help decrease the homeless pets, the amount of homeless pets out there. But also, there's such an important health factor to it that I don't think a lot of people know about. So I thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. And everybody, please spay and neuter your pets.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Hello, everyone. Miss Olive and Sophia the Doggy Diva want to thank you for your amazing response to their special book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home. And they want to let you know that Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home is now available in both hardcover and softcover. And that's at Amazon.com. As Miss Olive says, woohoo, yippee! Thank you, everyone. Coming up, are you looking for ways to keep your dog slim, trim, and healthy? We have the answer. Stay tuned.
What if you could protect the life of your cat with something so simple and affordable that you already use every day? Get ready for the evolution of kitty litter. It's Kitty Litter. Along with all the features you've come to expect from your kitty litter, Pretty Litter's patented and scientific formula will also monitor your cat's health and detect illnesses early while providing industry-leading odor control. Two kitty litters, same cat, same price. But there's one important difference. Pretty Litter reacts to your cat's waste by detecting health issues simply by changing color. And the key is that Pretty Litter detects these issues before your cat shows symptoms of physical illness or pain, likely saving you major dollars in vet bills while protecting the health of your cat. What do you think, little guy? Ready to switch litter? Pretty Litter. Colorful insight into your cat's health.
Go to prettylittercats.com/cat101 or use coupon code CAT101 to get 20% off your first subscription order.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. We, as pet parents, are always on the search for ways to keep our pets fit and healthy. And today we have with us Kim Gablin, Senior Marketing Director at Bill Jack's Foods, to help us with that because this is Pet Obesity Awareness Month. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. I have one who is a borderline little chubby doggy. The rest of them, the other two are fit. But why is it so important for dog owners to take note of Pet Obesity Awareness Month? And, like, do you have any statistics on this issue?
Yeah, you know, certainly as being a pet food manufacturer, you know, we feel it's really very important to be thinking about the health of your pet. And one of the things that's really key to keeping your pet healthy is making sure that they're a healthy weight. So it's important to kind of take a look and see, is your dog, you know, are they getting a little fluffy? Are they maybe starting to put a few pounds on? Because it's always great, good to address that, you know, as soon as you can. And the reason why is because it continues to be a growing epidemic. So, you know, what we're seeing is there's actually an Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, and they do a survey every year with veterinarians and pet parents, and they find out if dogs are overweight, and then also how much pet parents know about that. And what they've found in this last survey last year in 2017 is that 56% of dogs are overweight or obese.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a huge amount, right? And so, and the reason why that's so bad, Sue, and you know, we talk about trying to keep them healthy, it's because, you know, obesity, according to the American Animal Hospital Association, you know, what they found is that obesity sometimes leads to other issues, right? So things like arthritis or early arthritis can happen if you know, again, more stress on the joints if your dog is overweight. Diabetes, you know, just like in people, dogs, when they're overweight, can get diabetes when they're having those kinds of issues. And then there are things even like, for example, scarier things like cancer that can happen. You know, some kinds of cancers are more prevalent when your dog is overweight. So, like I said, one of the really important things about keeping your dog healthy is keeping them at a healthy weight. And I know that's a critical thing, I know, for Miss Olive.
Absolutely, because she has the missing leg, and I have to maintain her weight to make sure that there's no pressure put, because she's hopping around, and she does hop around really well, but I have to make sure that she's not heavy, because that's that added weight, the pressure on her knees. And we work with our vet very closely to maintain that she has her weight in check. Unfortunately, to me, it's harder for me to check that for myself, but we do it really well with our dogs. Speaking of that, what are a few guidelines that pet parents could follow to know if their dogs are at a healthy weight?
Well, you know, I think the first thing you need to know is your dog, you know, is your dog overweight? So there are two things really you could do. Have your dog stand up. If you have them stand up, then as they're standing, look down over them and, you know, can you see where their waistline is? You know, they should have a little bit of a waistline, you know, a little bit of an indentation where their hips are. Yeah. And so that's one way to tell. If they had that, that's a good sign that they're probably, you know, at a better weight. The other thing is to look at them from the side when they're standing. You know, you should see their chest obviously closer to the ground and their stomach, you know, indented, right? That should come up away from the ground. And so if you're seeing that stomach, that tummy, be more even with their ribs, that's another sign that your dog is overweight, right? If you can't, you shouldn't really be able to see their ribs necessarily, but if you can't easily feel their ribs, you know, that's another way to know too. So there's a couple ways for you to kind of figure out if your dog is getting a little bit overweight. And not to be worried, right? I mean, obviously, you know, we don't want to be spoiling them with a lot of human food. You know, human food can add a lot of calories accidentally.
Yeah.
You know, a piece of bacon might be 50 or 100 calories, and that's a lot. You know, if you have a small to medium-sized dog, that's a lot of calories. So, you know, you're going to want to be, you know, kind of monitoring, you know, all those extra goodies you're giving them, right? How many extra treats are you giving them? You know, those kinds of things to be able to see, you know, if you can't get that back under control.
Nutrition is so key, and, you know, monitoring the treats and having the correct food. And of course, if somebody's identifying their pet as being a tad overweight, Bill Jack has a reduced fat food. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, we really feel like we want to give pet owners, you know, everything that we can, the tools that they need to be able to help their dog be healthy. So we do make a reduced fat formula. It has 30% less fat than our adult select formula has. And so it's a little less fat. And then it also, but you know, the great thing about it is even with the less fat, it tastes great. We get a lot of great comments from lots of pet parents about how, you know, their dog really loves to eat it, and so they don't know any better, right? They still think they're having a great meal, which is how you want it to be, right?
That's
you want to be healthy and you want it to taste good.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think the really important part is, and I think that this is, you know, harder maybe for pet parents to understand, but if your dog is overweight, let's say they're supposed to be a 40-pound dog and they're a 50-pound dog. So, you know, you don't want to put them on some sort of a crash diet, right? You don't want to cut back all of their food. You want to make make sure that you're looking at what's recommended on the ingredient panel, like on the label for the dog food. How much food is really recommended? Are you measuring every day? That's a really key point, is measure your dog's food every day. And then make sure that, if you're measuring, let's say you're feeding them the amount on the guidelines, then and they're doing fine, but they're not losing any weight, then you can cut back a little bit of food, right? So you shouldn't feed them to the 50-pound weight that's on there. Maybe you're going to cut them back a little bit and feed them like 45 pounds, 47 pounds for a couple of weeks and see how they do on that. And then once they get down to 47 pounds, then you're going to maybe move down to the 45 pound level, right? So it's really about gradually decreasing the amount of food you need until you get back to that kind of amount of food you should be feeding them for the 40-pound dog that they should be. And so you want to do that gradually over time. Might take you a couple of months to get down there, you know, but you want to take your time and not have them lose the weight too quickly, because that's not good for them either.
No, that makes so much sense. And I thank you for that, because I think sometimes people think just cut what they're eating in half, and you can't. You have to like wean them down. And also you want to put them on a food that's very, very, that is kind of tasty. So it helps should do it as you're weaning him down. And also there's ways, again, I talk about how I try to stay in shape with the dogs, but there's ways that pet parents can get fit and healthy right along with their dogs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were just talking about treats, for example. You know, we make a ton of different treats, and a lot of them are different sizes. And so, for example, we have Little Jacks. I know you and I talk about that all the time.
Yeah, the Little Jacks are my kids' favorite, yeah.
Yep. And what's great about them is they're about 3 calories each. So they're real small. They're only a few calories. You can give your dog one or two. You can feel good about it. And they're getting a treat and you're feeling good about it. And you're not giving them, you know, maybe a treat that might be 10 or 15 calories.
And they're They're so savory to them. They love them.
Yeah. I mean, all that great chicken and chicken liver in there. I mean, dogs just go nuts for the taste of it. So that's a really great way. You know, obviously getting out and getting active, you know, so what does that mean? You know, sometimes you can just be active in the house. You know, you could throw the ball around. You know, my dog has a little fake squirrel that we throw around. He loves to chase it around, you know, bring it back and fetch, and we play back and forth. Those are the kinds of things you want to start doing, right? Today we went for a walk. You know, it's October, it's Obesity Awareness Month. We went out for a walk today, right? It was a great day to be able to do that. And so depending on how your weather is, you know, obviously if it's hot out, be sure you're taking some water with you. If it's cold out, you know, make sure that you're watching their paws appropriately and you're making sure that they're warm enough and that kind of thing. But you want to be able to get them outside, right? Go out for, you know, and it could just be 15, 20 minutes at a time. You know, you don't have to go out for hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like you might not want to go, when you go exercise, you don't want to be exercising for three hours. You know, just a little bit at a time every day can make a big difference. And so just getting out there and getting active, I think, is really good. And when you're both, you know, when you're out for a walk, you're both kind of getting the benefit of out there, being out there and being healthy.
And I always say that's such a great bonding time. You know, we've talked about this in the past, because mine go out with me for like 20 minutes, you know, early, and then we'll do it like later when it cools off, because we're in a very, where we are is it's hot. I'm jealous of you that you actually have fall, because we're in Florida where we don't have that. But it's a great bonding time, and everybody knows when it's going to happen. Everyone gets excited. I get my exercise. They get their exercise. Well, and Olive gets to sit either in her carrier or her car, her carriage, so she gets the fresh air. But it's like a good bonding time, and it's fun, and it's a good time to spend with your pets and get healthy at the same time for yourself and your pets.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think you can also combine it with things, right? It depends. Like I'm always talking to Blizzard when we're out on a walk, you know, where I'm always chatting with him and ask, oh, do you see that? And do you see that? Oh, do you want to go see that dog? So, you know, like you said, it is that bonding experience, but you can also make it a training experience. So maybe you go out for a walk, but you're trying to get him, you know, him or her to maybe heal. Or maybe you're trying to get them to calm down and be more calm whenever they see a new dog, right? So you can actually integrate some other things into that experience. So like it's both, you know, a physical exercise and a mental exercise. I know we're always talking about having both of them, right, for the health of your dog. So there's lots of great ways to be able to get out and get active, you know, depending on where you live.
Where can the listeners go to find more resources to help their dogs like live this vibrant life? Because we want them to be healthy. We want them to be happy. We want them to like what they're eating and like what they're doing and, you know, be able to share that, you know, exercise or fun experience with us.
Yeah. You know, I always suggest that you start at our website, which is biljack.com. It's B-I-L www.dogdiva-jac.com. And we've got a whole bunch of information out there. We've got a dog blog that's out there now, and we've just made some updates to it in the last few months. And you can actually go on there and search. You could type in, you know, overweight or reduced fat, and you'll be able to get the articles that would help you kind of think about the different things you can do to kind of help your dog get on a healthy path. But we have a lot of things out there, you know, about patio etiquette with your dog, and you know, getting out there and being active, you know, different exercise ideas that you can do. So there's a lot of information on the dog blog. You can also sign up for our Best Friends Club, which is our email newsletter that we send out once a week.
I love that.
We have offers that usually, you can like sign up to pick an offer that you might want that month. And so it's great, a great way for us to be able to get some information out to everyone, and then also to give them a chance to interact with us. And of course, we're out on digital in social media. So, you know, Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest and Instagram, you can find us out there on all of those things, because we really want to connect with people. And I mean, we're pet lovers too, right? We love our dogs. And so we just want to share that with the people that that are interested in doing that.
As always, Kim, you brought us some great information. So I think everybody out there is getting their leashes ready to go out for a walk. And they're going to get those nice Bill Jack treats that mine absolutely adore.
Be out there, check your dog's weight this month, and get on a healthy path with them to help them live a long, healthy life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll be back in just a moment. Coming up, learn one way to bring animals from crisis to care. Stay tuned.
Today's episode is sponsored by Hanover Square Press and The Secret Language of Cats: How to Understand Your Cat for a Better, Happier Relationship by Suzanne Schatz. Have you ever wondered what your cat is saying? In The Secret Language of Cats, Schatz offers a crash course in cat phonics to help you crack the cat code. Perfect for the fans of The Lion in the Living Room and the inner life of animals, The Secret Language of Cats by Suzanne Schatz is available for purchase today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. And we are so happy to have back with us an organization that does so much work for the animals. And since 1987, Red Rover has focused on bringing animals out of crisis and strengthening the human-animal bond through emergency sheltering, disaster relief services, financial assistance, and humane education. Recently, Red Rover was in South Carolina, ready to care for animals in that mass flooding. And today, we welcome Nicole Forsythe, the CEO and president of Red Rover. Welcome back, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. And we really want to get out there all the work that you're doing with a number of initiatives. But one of the things I definitely wanted to do was just for the people who may not have heard you before on our show, if you could just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So Red Rover is an organization that has been around for over 30 years, as you mentioned. And we're really trying to find the places where both people and animals together are in really vulnerable positions and they're in a crisis. And so, you know, helping animals and people in an immediate crisis situation, as well as trying to really restore that human-animal bond or strengthen it, you know, keep people together, keep families together. And that's our main focus. And I've been with the organization for over 12 years.
Wow. That's really great. And it says a lot because it's, you know, the organization's been around a long time and it's very consistent and with what it is you're doing out there in the animal community. And it's important for people to be aware of it. And one of the things that drew me to your assistance with the Hurricane Florence relief, what you're working with those animals in crisis, can you just tell us a little bit about what you're doing there?
So that's a great example of the need to be flexible in natural disasters, mm-hmm. you know, in any kind of an emergency situation, which we really excel at. And in this particular situation, you know, the first thing that we usually do in these disasters is gather as many resources as possible, as quickly as possible, so that people who are evacuating, they have information, they know where to go with their pets. We send out alerts, you know, take your pets with you. And so that's becoming, you know, increasingly understood, and, you know, emergency management professionals, you know, get that. And so, those resources are becoming, you know, extremely valuable for people. So we sent that out immediately when Hurricane Florence was heading, towards the coast. And then we also will, of course, shelter animals during these disasters, either pre-evacuating or, you know, after a particular situation. And in this case, we set up an emergency shelter in anticipation of some massive flooding in South Carolina. And so our volunteers got there, they set up the shelter, and then the flooding, the threat moved downriver. So we took down the shelter, we moved it south, we set it all up again. And our volunteers were amazing. They were flexible, like they stayed with us, they did it, we set it up again further south. And then it turned out the flooding was not an issue. And so we took down that shelter again and everyone went home.
That's wonderful. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it really just goes to show, you know, our volunteers are amazing. They're super flexible. They get it that sometimes the predictions don't always happen. Certainly there were huge devastation and huge flooding and issues throughout the area. But in the particular case where we were requested, you know, the flooding did not turn out to be bad, which was fantastic. It was good news for both the people and animals there, that they didn't need to be rescued, and they didn't need to be sheltered at our particular, you know, particular area where we were focused.
We're in Florida, so we're in that horrible hurricane area. You know, we have our kits ready, we have our crates ready, mine have little life jackets, that we have everything ready. And I've seen the devastation myself from hurricanes. It can be so horrible. We were actually a victim in last year's hurricane. So I appreciate so much what Red Rover is doing, and I thank you on behalf of everyone. But you know, you guys do even more than that. And one of the things I want to bring into effect is that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And if you could just share with the listeners what Red Rover is doing to build awareness about the link between domestic violence and animal abuse. I don't think a lot of people are aware of that.
I think it's increasing a little bit as more awareness about domestic violence and just other kinds of abuse, so not just the physical abuse, but the psychological abuse involved. And pets are often part of both the psychological and the physical abuse. So they may be being abused themselves, but more often they're actually a tool in the psychological abuse. So if someone is really attached to their pet, the perpetrator of the domestic violence knows this, and they use that against the person. So it's either a threat to control them to not leave. It's a threat to have them just feel they have power over them. There's all certain ways where it's used. They may kick them. They may threaten them. They may threaten to get rid of them as a control tactic. So there's lots of signs of abuse. You know, when a pet is being used against someone in a relationship, there are clear signs, and there's some research to show that these signs may indicate an escalating abusive relationship. And so we've been trying to, you know, spread awareness around those signs. That's going to be part of our efforts this month. But there's also research that shows when someone is a victim of domestic violence or just has signs, they may be telling these signs to their hairstylist, that hairstylists are the number one confidant told in these abusive relationships, you know, about these abusive relationships. And so there's legislation to help these hairdressers get training on how to deal with these situations. And so we've also been, part of our work is reaching out to hairdressers to make sure they're aware of our website called safeplaceforpets.org. And this website is for domestic violence victims. They can go to the website and they can put in their zip code and search the resources available to them if they have pets. So whether that is a domestic violence shelter that accepts pets, which only about 12% of them in the country do, so we're working on that issue as well. But if they have a pet, they can also utilize resources maybe available at their animal shelter. So there's different programs that might be in their region that can help them escape their abusive situation with their pets, because we clearly want both the pet and the person to be safe. And oftentimes, victims won't leave their abusive situations unless they can bring their pets with them. So it's also ensuring the pets are cared for is removing a huge barrier to them leaving the situation, you know, in the first place. And so we're trying to build awareness for that. And then we also have domestic violence grants for the domestic violence shelters, so they can build those facilities for pets. So our deadline for that for this month is October 15th. So if there's a domestic violence shelter interested in that, they can go to our website, redrover.org, and find more information about our safe housing program.
And it's so important that people know this, because according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, more than 70% of pet-owning women entering domestic violence shelters reported that their batterer, that they injured, killed, or threatened the family pets for revenge or, as you mentioned, the psychological control. And as many as 48% don't leave their abusive situations because they fear what will happen to their pets when they leave. So I thank you so much for incorporating these cards, and I do believe that stylists are probably the people that people tell the most to and are the most comfortable with and saying something. So I thank you for that. I thank you for your grants to help people who are looking to board or any kind of help that comes with the domestic violence. So this is the month, October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So can you just direct the listeners again where to go to learn more about Red Rover and all that you're doing?
Redrover.org. And from that website, people can research our three main programs. And if they're particularly interested in how to get involved with Domestic Violence Awareness Month, people can do redrover.org/DVAM. And that's a great way to go directly to getting the resources and information about domestic violence and pets. And also order some cards that you can give to your hairdresser. So if you have a really good relationship with your hairdresser, as a lot of us do, mm-hmm. you can actually give them a stack of these 10 cards and say, hey, if you're talking to someone, if you've got a client who's giving signs that, you know, they are in a relationship that is potentially abusive and they don't know what to do, if their pet is being threatened in a relationship, there's some really good resources available on this card that they can give to their clients.
That's so wonderful. And, you know, Red Rover is such an established, and it's a very well-known organization. If people want to volunteer or donate or help in any way, where do you direct them? Where could I direct them to go?
Redrover.org, and we've got a really easy-to-see donate button. We encourage people to donate monthly because it's a really easy way to provide sustainable donating that saves a lot of money on paper and postage and that kind of thing. So monthly donating is really appreciated, and it can be as little as $5 a month. And so right from our website, redrover.org, there's information about donating. There's information about becoming a volunteer. The Red Rover Responders Program is an in-person workshop, but we try to do as many of those, you know, throughout the country as we can. And signing up for the email right from the website is the best place to get information about the next, you know, upcoming workshop.
Well, Nicole, I want to thank you. I know that you guys are really busy out there. You're doing a lot, and I appreciate you for taking the time to come to talk with us, and also for all you're doing for the animals and also in so many different aspects, especially with October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Thank you so much for what you're doing for all of the people who are out there who may not know where to turn to. So you've certainly helped by giving them an alternative. And for all of you looking to bring animals from crisis to care, I'd like you all to please go to redrover.org and learn more. And if you'd like to volunteer, donate, or even just learn what they're doing, please visit again redrover.org. And Nicole, again, we thank you very, very much for all you're doing out there.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Our pleasure. We'll be back in just a moment. Coming up, veterans get a boost from romance and mystery authors. Stay tuned.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. And I have the pleasure of welcoming back today a Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon best-selling author who writes about what she knows. And she writes it very well. She writes about hospitals, medicine, crime, art, and she pays it forward to pets in need. So we are so proud to welcome back to the Doggy Diva Show, Judith Lucci. Hey, Judith, welcome back.
Susan, it's so good to be back here. I'm delighted. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And for the listeners, now you were on last year about this time, and we were promoting 12 Slays of Christmas, which benefited Animal Rescue. And now we're going to be talking about something else. But can you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself who may not be familiar with you, because you are a best-selling author and your books are phenomenal. So they're very quick reads, I have to tell you, because you keep wanting to go through because, and you have that medical background, which just takes it. Oh, it's so good.
Well, I appreciate your saying that. I do. I have a collection of medical thrillers, the Alex DeStefano series, and right now there are five of them, and actually the sixth one comes out in the box set, Love Under Fire, that we're going to talk about today. And that one is called Run for Your Life. And you know, it's a series that, you know, people really, really like, and I really like the characters. It's, you know, I had thought that I might end it, you know, with the fifth book, and then I got all these emails from people that said, oh, no, we really want more. So, you know, it's going on, and the sixth one comes out on November 13th, Veterans Day, when the set releases, and it's good. I mean, it's called Run for Your Life, and the seventh one is now running around in my head, so hopefully it's kind of trying to hatch.
I love it, and I have my pre-order in, so I want you to know that. And I want to congratulate you on number one, the 12 Slays of Christmas, which there was a specific rescue that benefited from that, and also Summer Snoops and Cozy Crimes, the 12 Mysteries of the Dog Days of Summer. That's just winding down, and, you know, all of this benefits the homeless pets or pets in need. Just, if you could just tell the listeners a little bit about that, because you had two really, before we get into the one you're doing next, which I know is going to be a huge success, the other two were a success too, and the animals benefited from it. So please, if you could share that with our listeners.
I sure will. The 12 Slays of Christmas came out last, I think it was in early December last year, and there were 12 authors, and what we did was we gave all of the proceeds of that set to the pets that were victims of the hurricanes last year in Texas and also in Florida. And we even sent a little bit of money to Puerto Rico, not as much, but we did try to help those animals there as well. And the Dr. Jane Foundation received, she was the main recipient for the proceeds from the 12 Days of Christmas. And then with Summer Snoops is still for sale. You know, if you haven't read it, you can get it. It does come down on October 31st. It was an incredibly successful set. We're still selling a lot of them, and it's doing very well. And I think the authors are giving it one last, you know, push so that we can raise a little bit more money. But that is still available on Amazon, and if you're a Kindle Unlimited reader, you could read it for free. And those revenues, I'm excited. I'm going to New Orleans next week, and I'm going to meet up with Colleen Lemoyne, who was one of the authors that I think was on
yes,
your show.
Yes, she was on to talk to us about it, yep.
Yeah, and we're going to take our check for almost $3,500 over to the Jefferson Paris non-kill shelter just outside of New Orleans. So we'll be, you know what, we're going to take some pictures, and I'll send you some pictures too.
Oh, I'd love that. We'll get them up on our social media. I love that, because to actually see the people benefiting from it, I love it. The animals will be thrilled. And again, what you're doing is thrilling. What I wanted to talk about, because today we're talking about, it's like a little different, but, and there's now, there was 12 in the other ones, and I believe you're up to, is it 21 authors? 20
yeah.
plus yourself? I can't even believe
it. We went big.
I know, and you know what, and I need everyone to know, these are, it's for, if you're, you know, you can get it, if you're the Kindle, if you can get it for the Kindle for free, Kindle Unlimited, but otherwise it's just 99 cents. I always get my pre-order in. I want to get it in. I love it when it pops in my Kindle the day that it comes out. The new one, Love Under Fire, you're with 20 other authors, and this is another amazing collection of stories. And this is romantic suspense, and it's benefiting like veterans to get pets. So if you could tell us a little bit about the Vets Get Pets program and what you're doing with them.
We were looking for another group. I mean, all of us are obviously in this set are pet people, and we were looking for a really good organization, and we wanted to help, you know, our veterans. We've all got a really soft place in our heart for the people that maintain our freedom and our safety. And, you know, I had done a little bit of research about the utility and the usefulness of veterans and their pets as emotional support when they return from, you know, the traumatic wars that we unfortunately have these days. So we selected Pets for Vets, and it's an organization that has groups across the U.S. that help train these dogs as volunteers for these veterans. And then the dogs are given out. They have some criteria, of course, to meet. So it's a national charity, and we have an agreement with them, and we're able to use their logo. And, you know, we've spent quite a bit of time talking to the different organizations about what their needs are. So sometimes, you know, the money that we raise for this set, I think, will go for pet maintenance and maybe pet care. And if the veterans are having some financial issues, maybe it'll be dog food. I mean, but any way that we can help these servicemen who have just absolutely given so much for us, we want to give back as much as we possibly can.
And it's coming out, so it's on Veterans Day, isn't it, that the book's coming out?
It does.
You could pre-order it now. I've got my pre-order in. There was also like something else that was tied into it, correct? That benefits the vets, which are very near and dear to our heart here.
Oh, absolutely. We did. The authors got together, and we got the veterans we found a lovely, lovely house in a 5-star resort in Virginia. It's at the Massanutten Retreat, and we've given a 5-day trip to a veteran family. And it was a random choice. They went to our website the website for loveontherun.net,
yeah.
And they applied, and we randomly selected someone, and so they'll be coming in November. Really, really happy that we were able to do that.
That's so wonderful.
This is a romance book, so we wanted to interject a little romance for this young couple.
I love that, and it's very thoughtful that you did that. It's kind of what all you ladies are all about. You're into paying it forward, and it's been for animal rescue, and now, you know, the Pets for Vets. That's such a wonderful organization. So what I'd like for everyone to know is where the listeners can go to learn more about you, because I love your books, and I love that you're also working within this. This is so wonderful. And also to learn more about Love Under Fire.
Love Under Fire, you can simply go on Amazon, and you can just type in Love Under Fire, and it will take you to the 21 book set. You know, our little tagline is, when love sparks danger, get ready for an explosion.
I love it.
I love that too. I can actually remember it, so you know I love it. So there are 21 brand new, never published novels, you know, which is really, you know, really a huge deal. And there's so much diversity in this set, and that's what makes it so exciting for me. I mean, I've never really worked with romance writers this much, because I write, you know, mysteries and thrillers, so this has been a learning experience for me. But these authors are fantastic. A lot of them write military romance, which is huge. I mean, they've got SEAL series out there, and they've got the Wounded Warrior series, which is really quite famous that Tamara Ferguson does, and Suzanne is there, and Suzanne is such a popular romance author, and she's writing about running with horses in her romance story. So we've got spies, we've got ghosts. I mean, we've got the whole gamut with a little bit of romance in each book, which kind of you know, it makes it kind of nice. We've got great authors. So go there and you'll see the bylines and you can see a lot about the authors. And you can also find it on my website, which is judithlucci.com, or my Facebook page. It's, I think I'm pretty easy to find. At least I'm told that.
I think if you Google your name, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes up.
That's what I've heard. I've actually been scared to look at it myself, to be honest.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. And again, I'm so happy that you came back to tell us about this. It's for such an important organization, and it's at a special time because Veterans Day, we love to honor our vets, and they've done so much for our country. And the fact that this is giving to an organization that is actually going to help them get a pet that will be trained to work with them, because some of them really need it a lot. And it's so wonderful that actually that our country is realizing this. And I'm so happy that you're realizing that, all of you are. I mean, because I know a lot of the authors, but I'm going to be getting familiar with some new ones that are in this. I always get excited when I get these packs, because maybe there's some that I'm not really familiar with their work, and I get to read the book and I absolutely love it. Of course, I'm very familiar with your work, but
oh, well, good. I think that's good. Thank you.
I love it. So, Judith, I want to thank you. We were so happy to have you back as our guest. And not only do I love your books, but I love that you are a true, dedicated animal lover and that you are part of a wonderful group that pays it forward. And please thank all of the other amazing authors who have been a part of the other two collections, and of course this one that's coming up, Love Under Fire. And thank you for what you're doing for the veterans also.
And you're so welcome, and thank you so much for having us on your show. It means a lot for us to let other people know.
Oh, thank you. And I want to make sure everybody knows to go to judithlucci.com. Or just go to Amazon, get Love Under Fire, and you're going to see, and I'm telling you, you're going to get 21 amazing books for 99 cents. Or, if you know, you could get it if you're Kindle Unlimited. You may be lucky enough to get it for free. So, Judith, I thank you very much, and I can't wait to have you back on again. And best of luck with this. I think it's going to be, and I know it's going to be another hit for you guys.
I think so, too. And thank you again, Susan, for having us. We'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Our pleasure. Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Miss Olive and Sophia the Doggy Diva are so happy that their first book in the Doggy Diva Diary series, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, is now available at online book retailers. So please visit Miss Olive and Sophia at www.thedoggydiva.com, that's DoggyDiva, to order your copy now. And they hope that you love reading Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home as much as they loved writing it. Thank you. We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.